This is the National Baseball Podcast. With your hosts, Peter Andrews and Shane Braid.
I fooled you. No introduction this time. Welcome to the National Baseball Podcast. I'm Peter Andrews.
And I'm Shane Braid.
And we're here bringing you action from Wednesday and Thursday in the major leagues. A lot of action going on, although not if you're the Philadelphia Phillies, who have not actually scored a run since the last time we got together.
And before that.
And the time before that. It's been awful.
They actually, if you don't count the ninth inning of the Sunday's game, they haven't scored since I was still in Puerto Rico. So, what does that tell you?
Probably that you should go back to Puerto Rico. Although,
yes.
Right before we were about to start this podcast, actually, Raul Ibanez did knock Ryan Howard in with a triple. So, scoreless streak is over for Philadelphia. That's not what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Wednesday, a packed slate of baseball, slightly lighter slate on Thursday. Shane, where are we getting started?
Where are we getting started? I don't know.
That's right. Mariners 5, Tigres 4. Mariners with an epic come-from-behind win in this one. We're going back to Wednesday here. Mariners down 4-1 heading into the sixth inning thanks to a strong start from Jeremy Bonderman, who goes 7 innings, only allows 5 hits and 1 run, strikes out 6. And then the bullpen implodes a little bit behind Ryan Perry. Mike Sweeney, who's been on fire recently, hits a home run, knocking in Frank Gutierrez as it's his 6th of the year. And then Joe Wilson hits a single to left center scoring. Josh Wilson knocks in Jose Lopez and Rob Johnson. In that same inning, it's 5-4 Seattle, and that is where it stands. Dave Ardsman picks up save number 11. Shane, what did you see in this one?
Brandon Lee gets a win. He's 4-4. Maglio Ordóñez hits his 7th. But I'm really impressed, well, first of all, with Ryan Perry being able to give up 4 runs in 1/3 of an inning, and Mike Sweeney having 6 home runs. That's a lot more than a lot of people.
Sweeney having a strong season. He's hitting .309, slugging percentage of .603, which is quite remarkable. He has an on-base plus slugging of .980, which is very high.
Thank you, Peter. Yes, it's very high.
And he went 2-for-4 in this one, and Gutierrez went 2-for-3. Those two guys have been bright spots offensively, even where guys like Jose Lopez and Milton Bradley have not been for Seattle.
This is true, and Sean Figgins.
Yeah. The Seattle starting pitcher in this one, Justin Vargas, 5 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. Jason Vargas, geez, I'm not on fire right now. Jason Vargas actually having a pretty good start to the year. His ERA 3.12.
Yeah. Where are we going next?
Wow, you're in a hurry tonight.
I am.
Angels 6, Blue Jays 5. Los Angeles Angels win it in the ninth inning. In the top of the ninth, it's 5-4 going in the top of the ninth. Joe Buck hits a double to left.
Joe Buck is broadcasting games quite terribly.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect him to come up with a key hit in the ninth inning. No,
Joe
Buck.
Anything.
John Buck doubles in Alex Gonzalez to make it 5-5 in the top of the ninth. But Angels come back, win it off Scott Downs in the bottom of the ninth on a Bobby Abreu single that scores Juan Rivera, and the Angels win, send the fans home happy. And the winning pitcher, Brian Fuentes, even though he blows a save.
Yeah, Fuentes is now 2-1. Scott Downs now 1-4, so my pick for the Toronto closer job, not good.
Solid as always.
Hideki Matsui did hit his 6th home run for the Angels. Angels trying to win home for once.
Yeah, they got good pitching from Joel Pinheiro. Throws a quality start, 6 innings, 3 earned runs, only 2 hits. Does walk 4, so a nice even 1 whip. He did not pitch badly. On the other hand, Brandon Morrow has continued to have issues this year. They're having a bit of a logjam at the end of that rotation. Mark Zepchinski, coming back from injury soon. Should be a little bit of a squeeze at the end of the pen. Brandon Morrow, 5 innings, 3 earned runs, 4 walks. His ERA, 6.66. He's a devil.
Clearly. Yankees, Twins, Peter, game. Well, we'll cover the score. Game one was finished, the suspended game from Tuesday. Suspended in the fifth inning due to rain. They come in, the Yankees win it 1-0. Mariano Rivera gets his 9th save. Brian Dunsing, the loss, he's 2-1. AJ Burnett win, he's 5-2. Derek Jeter hits his 5th. And that's the only run in the whole game. That's the 6th inning. Game two, Peter, in depth.
Yeah, game two, a tight one that the Twins get swept at home, the doubleheader. And
they're bad against the Yankees.
Yeah, they've always had issues against the Yankees. This one, this is an Andy Pettit dominant outing. He gets the win. Eight solid innings, allows eight hits, only two earned runs in the game. And then, and basically it's 2-2, because Francisco Liriano pitches well in this game as well. Liriano, seven innings, eight hits. In the top of the ninth, Nick Swisher hits a huge home run off John Rauch to give Rauch his first loss of the year. And then Mariano Rivera gets his second save of the day.
Yeah, his 10th on the year. Andy Pettit to win. He's 6-1. Pettit's ERA, Peter, is insanely low.
Yeah, Pettit at 2.62 for this year. Not bad for a 95-year-old man.
That's true. We'll move on now. Cardinals-Padres. Yes, we are doing four games from Wednesday.
Yeah, and this is an epic game. This game goes 13 innings. Long box scores all around. Both teams using combined 13 pitchers, Kevin Correa and Jaime Garcia with the starts. But in the end, basically, San Diego wins this one 2-1. No scoring until the eighth inning. A Matt Stairs double gets the start for San Diego. Ryan Ludwig keeps the game alive for St. Louis. Bell blows his third save of the year. And then Jerry Hairston Jr., the walk-off home run in the bottom of the 13th inning off Mitch Boggs. And the Padres win this one over the Cardinals.
Cardinals very bad in close games. Edward Mujica the win. He's 2-0. Boggs is 0-2. Is Hairston second. Cardinals in close games this year have been utterly dreadful. And they've been dreadful on the road.
Just a couple stat lines to point out. I think I can tell you why the Cardinals lost this game. Ready for this?
Holiday 0-6.
Albert Pujols 0-4. Matt Holiday 0-6. David Freese 1-6. That is an epic collection of futility right there.
Right in the middle of the lineup. Not good for the Cardinals.
Not at all. Although, both teams got good starting pitching. Garcia and Correa both fought six innings, no earned runs. Garcia especially. Do you think he's going to keep this up all year?
No.
1.14 ERA.
He's going to be solid, but I think his ERA ends up around 3.25, 3.5. But his ERA for the rest of the year going out will be somewhere around 3.94.
That's very specific of you.
I am being specific. You want to put Jaime Garcia bet on the board somehow?
Let's think about it.
All right, we'll get back to you.
Wrapping it up,
we'll start in the American League. White Sox 5, Indians 4. Peter, is that a balk?
What?
Was that a balk?
Yeah, that's a balk. A lot of ejections in this game.
Yeah. Mark Burley, well, first of all, Mark Burley balks in the, I believe it was the second inning. And Ozzie Guillen comes out, argues, blah, 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 blah. He wasn't happy with how the players were being disrespected, something like that. Whatever, he gets ejected. Then Burley balks again, throws his glove. He gets ejected. That's a little bit later. So, turns out they both get fined, as does umpire Cowboy Joe West.
Yeah, West, not a favorite of Ozzie Guillen. Guillen, after the game, says, and I quote, "Sometimes he thinks people pay to watch him umpire."
He said that about six times.
the only person I would pay to watch umpire is Frank Drebin. If you get that reference, you are a great person. Let's talk about some other scores. Well, firstly, the White Sox do end up winning this game without their manager or their starting pitcher, 5-4. Jake Westbrook takes a loss. He's 2-3. In relief of Mark Burley is Tony Pena, who gets the win. He's 1-1. Home run hit by the Chicago White Sox is Mark Kotze, his fifth.
Yeah, three runs in the bottom of the ninth for Cleveland.
Rangers 2, Royals 5. Royals win this one at home thanks to a Billy Butler home run, among other things, his fifth of the year. Luke Hovachar with his fifth win of the year. He's 5-2. On the other hand, Scott Feldman, 2-5. Disappointing start. And Joaquin Soria picks up save number 11.
Yeah, we already talked about Seattle. Oakland 6, Baltimore 1. Trevor Cahill, good pickup if you picked him up in your league, as I did. He's 3-2 with the win, gave up only three hits. The A's did all game. Three hits, that's it. Brian Matthews, the loss, he's 2-5. Not a good start. Five runs in the first two innings. Adam Rosales, his fourth. Garrett Atkins, his first in the American League.
I can't say I'm impressed. Too impressed with only allowing three hits to Baltimore, but... we talked about Blue Jays, Angels, and Yankees, Twins. Power for the Red Sox in this one. Red Sox sweep the Rays out of Tampa Bay 11-3. The Red Sox surging, but still 5 half games back. John Lackey gets the win. He's 5-3. Matt Garza takes his third loss of the year. He's 5-3 as well. Dave Ortiz, his power's back. He hits his 10th here. Adrian Beltre hits two, his 4th and 5th. Ben Zobrist, only 3 home runs so far this year, but he hits 1 in this game.
Yeah, Beltre, 4-for-5, 6 ribbies, 3 runs scored. We move over to the National League. 2 shutouts to start the day. Reds 4, Pirates 0. Bronson Arroyo, 8 innings, no runs. He gets the win. He's 5-2. Ross Ohlendorf, the loss. He's 0-3. Chris Hazy, his 3rd homer. Miguel Cairo, his 1st. Didn't know he was still playing. Actually, I did, but it seems like he's not playing.
He never sticks around with the team long enough for him to make much of an impression.
Ever since he left St. Louis.
True story. New York Mets top the Philadelphia Phillies 5-0. Mets end up, of course, sweeping the series and shutting out the Phillies in the series. This one, it's Hishinori Takahashi making the Phillies look stupid. 4-1, his record on the year. Joe Blanton takes his 3rd loss. He's 1-3. Jose Reyes has his 1st home run of the year for the New York baseball Mets.
Remember the last time the Mets shut out a team for a 3-game series?
A long time ago, Shane.
You have a guess? Because I guessed on this last night, and I was a year off.
1975.
1968. I said 69, and it was against who?
Philadelphia.
That's right. Braves 7, Marlins 3. Each team has 24 wins. Braves are a half game up. You figure it out. Tommy Hansen, the win, he's 4-3. Burke Badenhop, the loss, he's 0-5. Hanley, his 8th home run.
Burke Badenhop, not the guy you want to turn to if you want to win a ball game, apparently.
No.
Dodgers 8, Cubs 5. Faithful on the north side. Leave this one disappointed as the Dodgers win behind. Another good outing from Chad Billingsley. He's 6-2. Tom Gorzolani gets a little rocky. He allows 5 in the first 2 innings. He's 2-5 on the year. Yikes.
John, I think that's an injury thing. He came back a little quick from getting hit in the hand.
That's probably true. John Broxton, his 11th save on the year. He's been good. He's been warming up a little bit recently. For the Dodgers, Casey Blake is his 7th. Xavier Nady, his 2nd.
I think Gorzolani's going to end up in the pen because they're trying to bring Zambrano back to the rotation next week for his start against, I believe it's Pittsburgh. Gorzolani's going to go to the pen. Still might be a valuable relief pitcher to have.
I think Gorzolani could be good at a relief.
Yeah, he could be very good. Astros 5, Brewers 0. Another shutout in this one. 5 hitter for the Astros is Roy Oswalt gets the win. He's 3-6. Chris Narveson the loss. He's 4-2. Well, Oswalt trying to get traded.
Yeah, he struck out. He pitched 8 innings, struck out 9. Apparently looking to be traded. Rumors have him going to the Dodgers. That could be very interesting.
Yeah.
Diamondbacks 3, Rockies 7. It's Ubaldo Jimenez just destroying all comers as he always does. He gets his 9th win. He's 9-1. The loss, Rodrigo Lopez washed up. He's 2-3. Arizona, Mark Reynolds hits his 12th. Colorado gets their win behind 2 homers, one by Carlos Gonzalez, his 5th, and then 2 from Seth Smith, his 6th and 7th.
Yes, Ubaldo Jimenez ERA, .88.
National, that is insane.
It's worse than Greinke's last year through this many starts.
What was Greinke's ERA this time last year?
.84.
Oh.
But it's the 4th best of all time. Ron Marichal at one point had a .59.
And I guess at what point, like how many innings?
I think it starts. It's 10, 11 starts or whatever.
Huh. Jimenez just running away with the Cy Young race, I guess you could say.
He's out of his mind.
Let's move over to Thursday.
Because we didn't talk about a game. Nationals 7, Giants 3. Tim Lincecum gets his 1st loss of the year. He's 5-1. Greg Atilano, he's 4-1 with the win. Juan Uribe hits his 6th.
I have no idea how I missed that one.
Yeah, you just alienated about like 4 million people.
My apologies. I've
watched like
6
probably listening to the show.
I do like the Nationals.
Yeah. We're rooting for Nationals this year.
But let's talk about this is a series of futility. Brewers Astros 3-game set. Milwaukee wins the first and the last of the series, and the last one they do so in dramatic fashion. Shane, how do they win the game on Thursday?
Well, it's 2-3. It's is 3-2 Astros heading into the bottom of the 9th. Milwaukee scores in the 9th. Guess what happens in the 10th, Peter?
It's walk off walk.
There you go.
Yeah, Matt Lindstrom does not have a good relief outing here. He allows he blows a save and then takes a loss. In an inning and 2/3, he allows 4 hits and 3 walks. and two critical earned runs. First blown save of the year, he drops to 1-1, wasting a good outing for Brett Myers. Pitched six strong innings, seven hits. The Brewers get the win. It's John Axford, the relief pitcher, who has been pretty decent so far this year. Shane, good game for Hunter Pence. At one point, I believe in May, Pence was hitting below the Mendoza line. He's got his average up to 267, 3-for-5 in this game.
Yeah, Pence 3-for-5, Ricky Weeks 2-for-3, run, RBI, 3 walks, strikeout. Ryan Braun 0-for-5. Jody Garrett's on the 15-day DL heel injury.
Yeah, and one other another good sign just quickly for the Brewers. Obviously, Casey McGee continuing to rake through 5. And Alcides Escobar gets 3 hits and 2 runs scored in this game. Escobar, obviously, not the world-beating start that some people had hoped from him, but he hasn't looked bad so far.
Not looked bad. One other game to examine from Thursday. We're only doing 2, and it's the Cubs. We've not talked about the Cubs a lot this year, but Ted Lilly finally gets a win despite still no support.
Actually, Ted Lilly doesn't get the win.
Exactly. That's my point.
Yeah. Ted Lilly and the Cubs win the game even though Lilly does not get the win. Lilly pitches 7 innings, allows no runs, but he leaves the game before the Dodgers actually score one off John Eli.
He's a stud. He went 8 innings.
He goes 7 1/3, allows a critical run on a Tyler Colvin double that scores Mike Fontenot. And that's really all the Cubs needed. Sean Marshall and Carlos Marmol, 2 lockdown innings. Marmol strikes out the side in the 9th for the win, for the save.
Yeah, Walker strikeout, that's where you get in Marmol's 11th save. Marshall's 5-1. John Eli, 3-2, despite lowering his ERA further. He's been really good. ERA under 3.
He's been a critical part of the Dodgers playing well so far this year. Combined, the teams had...
Dodgers have come back. They're 26-21.
Yeah, combine these two teams in this game, 9 hits, 2 of them by Casey Blake. No one else with more than 1 hit at all. Classic pitcher's duel at Wrigley.
Classic pitcher's duel. Aramis Ramirez returned today. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Blake DeWitt, 0-for-3, a walk, 3 strikeouts. We already talked about Zambrano. Cubs are 23-25.
Wow. The Cubbies... they got to play better baseball if they're going to make the playoffs this year. Do you see them making the playoffs?
They have a shot at the wild card. I do think St. Louis wins a Central, but I do see better things. I think they get above 500 for the year. I think they got a shot at the wild card. I think they'll be in it through September. Astros are 16-31. Brewers are 19-28. So really no competition from the lower half of the division. Pirates aren't very good either.
Well, and I guess the question becomes then, do you think the Cubs or the Reds are the more serious competition to the Cardinals? And I think at this point it's the Reds. Reds clicking on all cylinders. They got some good pitching. Always the possibility of seeing Aroldis Chapman coming up at the end of the year. I like their upside a little more than the Cubs. We kind of know we're going to
I like
the
Cubs pitching better.
It's true. But
Cubs pitching is better. I think their offense is kind of close.
Yeah, the only thing with the Cubs, I think we know what we're getting. Other than a guy like Starlin Castro, you know, the Cubbies, you know, we've seen what they can do, and it hasn't been great.
I like the Cubs more than the Reds this year. Cubs finish better than the Reds. Put it on the board.
Yeah, sure.
Yes! There we go. All right, we're moving around the league. We're going to stay in the National League. Rockies 8, D-backs 2. 4 homers for the Rockies. Ryan Spielberger's 3rd. Troy, hold on. Ready? Tulo! There you go, his 6th. Carlos Gonzalez's 6th. And Seth Smith's 8th. His 3rd in 2 games. Jason Hamill, he's the win. He's 2-3. Dan Heron, another not good start. He gets lost. He's 5-4.
Heron having a bit of an off year. Giants top the Nationals 5-4 out west. Giants are 24-22. Nationals and even 24-24 after Thursday's action. The win for San Francisco, yeah, that goes to Santiago Casilla, appearing in his 4th game of the year, and he gets the win in this one. For the Giants, the loss goes to Sean Burnett, 0-2. Brian Wilson picks up save number 12 for the Giants. Washington gets homers from Adam Dunn, his 10th, and Josh Willingham, his 9th, but that's not enough to overcome the Giants, who get a home run from Aubrey Huff, his 5th. San Francisco, 3-run 7th inning is all they need to win this one. I mean, the big inning.
It's the big inning. Barry Zito, 6 1/3, 3 earned, 5 walks, 7 hits. Not a great start. Craig Stammen, 6 1/3, give up 2. Cardinals 8, Padres 3. This one, Wade LeBlanc, the loss, he's 2-3, not a good start. P.J. Walters, thought about picking him up, should have. He gets the win, he's 1-0. Brandon Ryan, his first as part of a 4-for-4 day. Albert Pujols hits his ninth, ends the games without an RBI streak at 12.
Big home run for Scott Rowland, a 3-run shot to lead the Reds past the Pirates. Reds surging at 28-20 to top the Pirates, who are 20-28. Johnny Cueto, 5-1, stood. I cannot say the same about Charlie Morton, who falls to 1-9 on the year. He allows 7 in the first two. Rowland, his 11th. Jay Bruce, his 5th for the Reds.
Votto, day-to-day with the stiff neck. Garrett Jones, 0-4, 3 strikeouts for the Reds, for the Pirates, excuse me. Phillies, again, fail to score. We mentioned this. 26-20 for the Phillies. Mets are 25-23. So, there you go. Mike Pelfrey, the win. He's 7-1. Cole Hamels, the loss. He's 5-3, despite pitching okay. K-Rod, his 9th save. Rod Brass, day-to-day, bruised right wrist. X-rays were negative. Henry Blanco is starting in his place until he's better. Jason Worth, 0-4, 3 strikeouts. This game delayed 2 hours by rain, as was the next game.
Yeah, just a note on Worth not starting tonight against Arizona, against Florida. Charlie Manuel giving him some time to clear his head. Tough luck loss for Cole Hamels last night.
Yes.
Braves, Marlins. Braves top the Marlins 8-3 in South Florida, where it rains constantly. The win.
But it's a nice rain.
The win is Peter Moreland. It's 2-0. Yeah, I like the rain in South Florida. Ricky Nolasco takes his 4th loss. He's 4-4. This is a hit-filled game. 24 hits between the two teams. Atlanta, they win even though they make 4 errors.
Yeah, that's hard to do. Florida made one as well. Tim Hudson, 4 innings, 2 earned. Of course, rain delay in the middle of the game, not the start for them. Dan Uggla, 0-4, walk 3 strikeouts. Eric Hinsky, 0-5, 2 strikeouts for the Braves. There you go. 24-24 for the Marlins, which is the same record as the Nationals. The Braves are 25-22. The Mets are 25-23, and the Phillies are 26-20. Like the NL East, Peter?
NL East is going to be a tight race for at least another month or so before I think a couple teams will start pulling away from the pack a little bit, but not for a month or two.
Let's talk good.
Let's talk AL baseball with the Oakland A's top the Orioles. There's a recurring theme. Athletics 7, Orioles 5. The win for Oakland goes to Michael Wirtz. He's 2-0 on the year. Mark Hendrickson takes his 3rd loss for Baltimore. Hendrickson's 1-3. Andrew Buehler picks up save number 9 for Oakland. His first home run of the year. It's Gabe Gross, our old buddy Gabe, gets his first hit of the year. First home run, and the Athletics win it. Thanks to a 5-run 8th. So they're down 5-2, and then they just kind of come back and beat up on Baltimore.
There you go. Athletics 25-23. Baltimore 15-33. Royals Red Sox play an interesting one. Royals win it 4-3. Here's how. 8 walks in 4 2/3 from Daisuke Matsuzaka. 2 hits, 3 earned, and a strikeout. 8 walks, 2 hits. 8.
That's ridiculous. Especially from a guy who, you think about this, he almost no-hit the Phillies at last start out, and in this one does not look anything like that same guy.
8 walks, 5 of them in the 5th inning where they give up 3 runs. Brian Bannister, the win, he's 4-3. Matsuzaka lost, he's 3-2. Joaquin Soria, his 12th save. Bill Hall hits his 4th home run. How many home runs for Bill Hall at the end of the year?
10.
Yeah, I'll say 10.
And news about Jacoby Ellsbury, Shane.
Yeah, back on the disabled list.
So that's not good news for the Red Sox.
It's a recurrence. He's still having problems with the ribs.
The ribs, not 100% healthy.
The playing made them worse, he says.
Well, I mean, that would do it. I mean, if you're a baseball player, I would think that playing baseball is the most strenuous physical activity you're going to do, and so I can see how your ribs might hurt a little bit. Tampa Bay Rays recovering from being beat by the Red Sox. They beat up on the White Sox. It's 5-1 Tampa over Chicago in Tampa. Rays 33-15. White Sox dropped to 20-27. Home runs for Carl Crawford is 4th, and Evan Longoria his 10th. Chicago White Sox get one from Mark Tian, his 3rd. Jeff Niemann, really good year so far. He's 5-0. Gavin Floyd takes a loss. He's 2-5.
Yeah, Niemann, 8 innings, 1 run. Prospects for the White Sox are 20-27.
What?
What are your prospects for the White Sox? They're 20-27. Do they come back? Where do they finish?
I mean, I see them finishing middle of the division, but ever since the start of the year, I was not 100% convinced the White Sox were going to were going to make this year. I did not like them losing Jermaine Dye. And their pitching has been off a lot from last year. Peavy has not been the stud that I think we had hoped he would be.
We called that, but we were wrong on Gavin Floyd being absolute stud. Like, he's better than he's pitching now.
Yeah.
There you go. Yankees Twins finish up their series. Twins win it 8-2. Finally, they get the win. Jason Kubel hits his fourth and fifth to power the Twins behind Nick Blackburn, who's now 6-1. Javi Vasquez, another bad start. He is 3-5. Yankees 28-19, Twins 27-20.
And that just about does it for this episode of the National Baseball Podcast, Shane. But
I got one thing.
But wait, we actually have one more game to cover, and you have something.
Yes, I have something, and that something is Cubs aren't that good, because we talked about the Cubs earlier in the show when we did the one game. Well, it's Friday. There's day baseball at Wrigley, which I think is awesome. They have day baseball, like, every day. It's awesome. Only game complete from Friday so far. Cardinals 7, Cubs 1. Chris Carpenter, the win. He's 6-1. 5-run first inning for the Cards. Randy Wells, the loss. He is 3-3. He did not record an out in this one. Ryan Lubick hits his 7th. Tyler Colvin, the only run for the Cubs. His home run in the 5th. His 5th of the year. Cubs now 23-26. Cardinals 28-21.
And an interesting note on this. This is the first time all year the Cubs and Cardinals have played traditional rivals that don't meet until the end of May.
That's interesting to note. All right, Peter, we seem to do 1 day is 10 minutes plus 5 minutes for every show. So we're right at the 26-minute mark. You can find us, National Baseball Podcast, at Facebook, sjusxm.podomatic.com. See ya.
We're out.